Say Vaishnav. Blasphemy is a Vaishnav. He is perished. You understand? That is stated in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Slopani samadadi Vaishnaviri ninde. Powerful person, blaspheme is a Vaishnav, tathapiyo naso jai koi sastra bhunde. So it is said in all scriptures, it perishes, it is finished. You understand? Yaha namaniya je sudha ninda kori, janme janme se paapista daiva dosim kori. If someone does know this, still he, blaspheme is a Vaishnav. Sadhu, Mahatma. So life after life goes to hell and there's very much, you see. Srimad Mahaprabhu has also said something about some ninda. Prabhu bole Vaishnav nindai jai jana.
Prabhu bole Vaishnav nindai jai jana.
Karo ga kon karo sathiye likho. Is attacked with leprosy. আবাস শাস্তি কিছু হইয়াছে মাত্র, আর কত আছে জনযাতনার পাত্র। দিস ইজ সাম পানিশমেন্ট, বাট আফটার ডেথ হি গোস টু হেল and gets a lot of punishment there. Jam Bhavan, you understand? Durasi sosra jamu jatana protokhyo puno puno kori bhunje vaishnava nindu. 84,000 house. You understand? He was put into 84,000 house. In Jam Bhavan. Again and again he was put and he was punished. Such is the result. Vaishnava Ninda. You understand? Not only the person who blasphemes the Vaishnavas goes to hell, but also all his this dynasty, pitru, parental, you understand? Dynasties, forefathers, previous and after, all go to hell. Skanda Purana says, six types of this blasphemy, ninda. You understand? Nindang kurbanti je mudha vaishnavanang mahatmanang padanti pitru visardam maharauravarsham ite. Hanti nindanti vaidvesti vaishnavan navinandati. জাতি নো হর্ষম দর্শনি পতনানি সল। স্কন্দ পুরাণ সেজ, আই স্পিক ফার্স্ট ইন ওড়িয়া, ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড? As I said, the one who blasphemes is Vaishnav, not only he goes to hell, but all his pitru, purush, you understand? Parento, dynasty, all go to hell. Then six types a person. One who kills a Vaishnav, number one. One who blasphemes a Vaishnav, you understand? One who dislikes a Vaishnav. If someone sees a Vaishnava but never pays obeisances, you understand? One who gets angry on a Vaishnava. If someone sees a Vaishnava but never feels ecstasy of joy, cheerfulness, the six. You understand? Those six types of persons fall down. They go to hell. You understand? Such is the result. So, this is general courtesy. You understand? That if someone sees a Vaishnava, he must pay him obeisances, serve him, and will be very glad with smiling face, inquire whether he's good, okay, what he wants, how can I serve him, like that. This is general etiquette. Do you understand? But if someone doesn't do it, he becomes an offender. He commits offense by that. And he must fall down from his higher position, the position he has obtained. And at last, when he quits the body at that time of day, he must go to hell and be punished by Dhamaraj. You understand? You understand raw? This is the result. That's very, very serious thing. You understand? So one should be very, very careful. Another question is also raised here. We have been taught all these things. Shastra says, Mahajana says, Guru says. But those who don't know this thing, and so they are doing, they are blaspheming Vaishnavas, ill-treating Vaishnavas, isn't it? One may say that he doesn't know it. Out of ignorance he is doing. Will he be punished? Yes, he must be punished. It doesn't depend upon knowingly or unknowingly. You understand? Someone does so, must be punished, commits offense. You understand? So one should be very, very careful. How to, what to speak of? Blaspheming a Vaishnava or ill-treating a Vaishnava, mistreating a Vaishnava. You understand? If someone does some mistreatment to some animals, he is punished. And therefore Mahaprabhu says, Prani Matre Monobakya Udvego Nadiya. You understand? You understand? Prani Matre Monobakya Udvego Nadiya. Don't utter such words to somebody, speak to somebody, those harsh words. By hearing those words, that person, that animal will be shocked. Don't say so. That is an offense. You understand? Prani matre monobakye udvego nadi. But one who is a guru, spiritual master, he scores, he chastises his disciples, isn't it? So does he commit offense?
Not at all.
Not at all. Because that is the duty of this spiritual master. You understand? He must chastise, he must scold, he must inflict punishment. Shishya means under discipline. And guru's duty is to inflict discipline. You understand? Correct him. And bring him to the path of spiritualism or devotional service. A guru can do so. And a spiritual master, he can do so. He can chastise, he can scold. You understand? He can also, he can inflict any sort of punishment. He can slap, he can beat. Everything. Guru has that right. And thereby he won't go to hell. You understand? But others will go to. Because Guru does so for the benefit of the disciple, to correct him, to mend him, to bring him to the path of devotion. You understand? He has no ulterior motive. He is not an enemy. You understand? Similarly, parents, they are superior gurus. They also chastise their children. Those become wayward, wicked, punish them, inflict punishment, beat them also. And that's their duty. Because they want their children to be good. There's a good motive, not ulterior motive, bad motive. So they want to go to hell. Their Guru John are known as superiors. They are well wishers. You understand? But others cannot do it. Get this straight. Therefore, Mahaprabhu says, Prani Matri Manabhakti Udvego Nandi. Don't say harsh word or the cruel treatment even to an animal. You have to speak of human beings. You understand? Huh? That's it. Shastra says. Shastra says. You understand? One should.
মুক্ত
সচমে প্রিয় ভগবান উদ্বিজতে লোকাত না উদ্বিজত গীতা হর্ষামর্ষ ভয়োদ্বেগীর মুক্ত সচমে প্রিয় ভগবান হিজ বৈষ্ণব হি নেভার গিভস উদ্বেগ টু এনিবডি ইভেন অ্যান অ্যানিমাল And also, if somebody gives him udvega, chastises him, rebukes him, like that, scolds him, he is not puffed up. Vaishnava, you see. Prahlad Maharaj is never puffed up. He stood with folded hands. His self-restraint, senses were controlled, very mild, very good behavior he had. Very gentle he was. His Vaishnava. He tolerated everything. Therefore, Mahaprabhu says, Taro Riva Shaisuna. Be as tolerant as a tree. You see, Vaishnava quality. He tolerates everything. He never gets irritated. You understand? He never acts tit for tat. You understand? That is Vaishnava. He tolerates him. This is the example. Prahlad Maharaj is the example, isn't it? The description is here. How he was gentle, mild, and stood before his demoniac father with folded hands. You understand? Self-controlled. Still his demoniac father was despising him, mistreating him. Therefore he was killed at last. Because he was a great powerful demon. He lost all his fame, all his duration of life. He has such great boon from Brahmaji. Everything finished. Destroyed. Understand? उसी धीरे जाओ। जवान सुना तो लग जाए यस तो एनी क्वेश्चन
My question is very simple. My question is general question. How can one endeavor to become like that? How can I become tolerant as this third verse of Shikha Stakam, Dinar Vishnu Shana? That we are hearing is easy, but...
One must practice it.
You
should remember the instructions and take the lessons from Sadhu Shastra Guru.
Because material nature, this is when this is said, Kunai Tamani Savashya, this is body, wicked mind, is not acting under our direction.
But you are the master. You are soul, you are not body and mind. Indrabhya paramana manasata parabuddhi, ja buddhi tu parata saha. Do you understand? Mind is superior to the senses, and intelligence is superior to the mind, and the you, soul, is superior to the intelligence. So, why you are directed by your wicked mind? Be a master of the mind, don't be a servant of the mind. Go thus, become Lord Swami. You understand?
Many people know that the mind, but still they are addicted by such agitation, such...
Thereby they are committing offense. They must be punished like this. They go to hell, they will be punished by Jamaraj, definitely. Being human beings, why can't one mend him, correct him? You understand? This teaching is given to human beings. He can do so, if he likes. You understand? Therefore, instruction is that, be tolerant, as tolerant as a tree. You understand? And Jesus Christ has also given such instruction. Someone slaps you with this stick, so in the other people are slapping you. Isn't it? Same teaching. Gita says the same thing. Tulya mana apamana yo tulya nindatma sanstuti. Arsa marsa bhayat begi mukta jo. The same thing. You understand? Be equally disposed to man apamana, insult and praise. You understand? In the Atma Shastra, be equally disposed. He is Vaishnava. This is Vaishnava quality. You understand?
One should be trained like that.
Yes, one not, should be trained.
Not once, just by accepting.
Yes. Accepting discipline means accepting spiritual master inflicts discipline. You understand? So this teaching is given, you see.
Otherwise, by the mercy of spiritual master, you can...
Yes, because spiritual master says so. Shastra says sadhu, guru, shastra. They all say so. And you have to accept it. Why have to accept it? You understand? Yes. And naturally, this is the natural quality of the Vaishnava, like Vallabh Maharaj. naturally to learn. Naturally, all these qualities will develop. To become a true Vaishnava, a bhakta, naturally it will develop. Yes. Jasya asti bhaktir bhagavati akinjana sarvi gunis tattva samasthe sura. Parava bhaktasya kuta matuna malakya nasati dhavata vahi. That is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. You understand? Jasya asti bhaktir bhagavati akinjana. Akinjana bhakta, unalloyed devotee. Who has this unalloyed devotion automatically, naturally, all the good qualities develop in him, and all the demigods manifest in his body, person, you understand? All good qualities. We are devotees, so this will come automatically. Vaishnava quality. You understand? No special endeavor is needed. Only be a devotee.
Mean by serving Vaishnava completely, by serving a Vaishnava.
Serving a Vaishnava, yes.
Then you get some qualities.
Yes, you get such qualities. By serving a Vaishnava, you will get the mercy of a Vaishnava, then you will become a Vaishnava. Yes. While you are serving a Vaishnava, or becoming a disciple, so, that guru or sadhu teaches the thing, inflicts punishment on you, discipline on you, be it all right. Accept it gladly. That is mercy. You understand? That is mercy. Don't be irritated. Beat out. Yes, that's mercy now. I get mercy today. That I have been slapped. Huh? You understand? Otherwise you cannot become a devotee or Vishnu. You understand?
Jai Sri Prabhupada ki, Jai Sri Prabhu ne ki, Jai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki.